Malaria kills around 1 million people each year, mostly in Africa. So there was significant concern 3 years ago when a strain of falciparum malaria in western Cambodia was found to have developed some resistance to artemisinin. The World Health Organization says artemisinin-based drugs are the most effective malaria treatment. Resistance means that patients with this particular strain take longer to recover. And the resistance can strengthen and eventually make artemisinin useless against that particular strain. For the past 2 years, the Cambodian government and partners like the WHO have spent millions of dollars tackling the problem in an area covering about 5% of Cambodian territory near the western town of Pai Lin. The effort included providing more than 500,000 mosquito nets, educating people on how to avoid malaria, spraying for mosquitoes, and combating fake drugs. On Tuesday, malaria experts from Cambodia and the WHO said early results are encouraging and few people are testing positive for the resistant strain. Dr. Stephen Bjorg is the WHO's malaria specialist in Phnom Penh.
Don't really have expectations, but I mean, it's just phenomenally low. We feel it's very, very low. It looks like we're having success.
Bjorg, however, warns the battle is far from won. If vigilance is relaxed, the resistant strain could easily spread. Dr. Nguyen Sokomar heads the team at the National Center for Malaria Control that is testing villages around Pai Lin. Team members tested 2,782 villages in 7 of the most infected villages. Just 2 tested positive for falciparum, a result, he says, is very encouraging. The number of other malaria cases was also down sharply, with just a few dozen cases recorded. Nguyen says they will test 13 more villages in the coming months.
We expect that the positivity rate for the following village will be as well low.
Other teams will roll out the prevention effort across the country in a 5-year project costing $102 million donated by the Global Fund. Officials hope the program will cut Cambodia's malaria death rate from 270 last year to 0 in a decade. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.